Hello. So if you've just listened to my stupidly long cake day year in erotic audio, then you'll know that towards the end I said I was going to talk about visual stuff, and that's what this is. So this is hopefully going to be quite quick, because I just basically I want to hear people's thoughts on it, and yeah, I might make a separate Google form for it, I think, because actually getting people's real honest feedback would be really helpful, because I don't want to do stuff that a lot of people don't want, and I want to make something that's optional. Anyway, so essentially I've been thinking for a while that I might want to start doing some visual stuff, and by some visual stuff what I mean is maybe some pictures. But if I do that, I think I would want to have it so that, kind of like the difference between Gone Mild and Gone Wild, where I think I would have Gone Mild stuff, which would be free. And if I were to do any Gone Wild stuff, I think I would want it to be paid for. But I'm not quite sure how that would work at this stage. Because subscriptions aren't something I'm comfortable with, and I don't know how you do it. If like you want a picture, you pay for a picture. I'm not quite sure at this point, but before I get into exactly how that would work and what it would look like, I want to know if it's something that people would be interested in at all. Because for me, I actually find audio erotica very different in the way that it turns me on to visual stuff. And quite often for me, I will listen to the same audio several times and imagine the person who's speaking to look very different each time. Like, I might imagine an encounter with, let's say, a 6'2" rugby player who's like well built, who's big, who's like, you know, basically going to swallow me up with their arms. And I might imagine that voice, like that be the person that I'm having this, you know, this encounter with in the scene. And the next time I listen to it, I might imagine somebody who's 5'6", who is like really shy, really nerdy, really kind of geeky, like classic kind of stereotypical, like, nerd, basically, because I'm a bit of a nerd too. And the next time I listen to it, I might imagine like a super svelte, suave, 6-foot businessman in like the cleanest cut suit, you know. And for me, I love that versatility in audio porn. I love that I can listen to the same voice and give it different physical attributes, because I don't know what the person looks like. I haven't been told that. I don't have that information. And sometimes there have been audio performers, and I've loved their stuff, and when they've posted pictures, I find it more difficult to relate. And I want to be very clear and say that's not, like, that's, I think only once it's been that case, but like generally speaking, it is not because I didn't find that person attractive. It's not because I saw them and went, oh, that's not what I want. It's not that at all. It's because I then lose the suspension of disbelief, not even the suspension of disbelief, but I lose the ability to put a face to a voice, because once I've seen the face that comes with that voice, or like the body part or whatever, I link that, and I know what that looks like, and so then I feel like I'm lying to myself if I try and imagine something else, and I'm not able to do it. I'm not able to suspend that disbelief so much anymore, and I have found that really difficult, because it's actually meant I don't connect with some of the performers that I really used to connect with. And that's really tricky, because, like, I know, also I find people really sexy, but I know that I've actually found that that's alienated me in some situations. But there are other situations where I think I didn't have that with that particular voice. I always pictured a particular kind of body with that voice. And then that person put pictures of themselves up and I was like, yes, this is great. And it enhanced it. So I'm very aware that because within myself I have those two kind of extremes, that there are very much likely to be people who would love to see my body and who would love to have pictures of me in my bra, you know? And I'm sure that there are people who really don't want to know what I look like, especially because I'm aware that, you know, I have my, you know, my like, my avatar is, you know, my collarbones and throat and my lips. So I've already fucked that for people who don't want to know what I look like at all. But, you know, I'm not entirely sure, like, because I really like the idea of taking sexy pictures for people, you know? Like, that sounds pretty great. But I'd really like to know, like, I kind of especially want to hear from you if you feel that it's not something you want to see. Because, and I would like to know why. Because I really don't want to alienate listeners by doing that. I really don't. Like, that's, I do this because I like the audio. And actually, if there are a lot of people who say, do you know what, that's going to really put me off from listening to your audios, then I won't do it, because it's more important to me that I keep this account as it is for that reason. But what I might do at some point is maybe make like a sister account that then I can say, oh, hey, if you want to see my visual stuff, go here. And then there's the option of people doing it if they want to and not if they don't. But I want to hear back from more people before I do anything like that. So to say the kind of stuff that I would be comfortable doing, I think, is like, I think I would like to take photos of my body in various states of undress. And I quite like kind of slightly arty ones. Like, not like full on silhouetted stunning, because I don't have the talent for that. But, you know, I quite like that. And I also want to say that I don't imagine I would ever want to post videos or pictures of anything like graphically explicit. By that I mean like actual penetration, or I don't think I'd ever want to post like an actual picture of my genitals. I just don't think that's something I'd be comfortable with. It's, at the moment, it's not something I want to do. I just don't think that's something I'm gonna ever want to do. It doesn't feel like me, and as I sort of mentioned in my previous audio, like, authenticity for me is really important. But, you know, I like my tits and I like getting them out, so why not get them out for people who like my voice? It's kind of where I'm at with that. Like, I mean, they look great sometimes, you know? And I'm sure some people would appreciate it. I'm not. Like, and the other thing is, everybody finds different bodies attractive. And so it might be that while you're like, yeah, definitely, I'd love to see you, if I'm not what you expected, or I'm not what you find attractive, you might find that really difficult. Like, you might then go, oh, shit, but I always pictured this, and she doesn't fit that at all, and now I don't find her hot. You know, it's a possibility. It's definitely a possibility. I've had people in real life do that, so, you know, I would imagine that would happen online as well. You know, and they're like, oh yeah, you're really fit, and then you take your clothes off, and they're like, oh, actually, nah. You know, it's not a nice feeling. So I kind of really don't want that feeling, you know, online either, especially not if it's people who've been listening to my voice and my audios, who then, you know, like, are basically turned off by my body. I mean, not least because of that's likely to not be great for my self-esteem, you know, but also because I don't want to alienate people that way, you know? But yeah, so I'd love to know your thoughts on this. I will set up a Google form so that people can tell me in as much detail as they want anonymously. Maybe you'd be more comfortable being more honest about it if it's that way. But also feel free to just put stuff in a comment or send me a PM. I may or may not be able to get back to you individually if you send me a PM, just because, yeah. But I would love to know your thoughts as to whether, basically what I want to know is whether A, you think you might like to see photos like that. B, whether you think seeing more of my physical self might detract from the audios. And whether, and this one's kind of, again, at the moment this one's less important, I think, but also whether or not you think the idea of doing, like, I just kind of want a paywall for stuff that's explicit, really, for various reasons. And whether or not you think that's something which is reasonable, I guess. I'd love to know what people think about it. And please, please be, feel free to be honest with me and be like, actually, when you changed your avatar to your lips and collarbones, that put me off, you know? I mean, please be nice, I'm a human, I have feelings, but like, I wanna know those things. And quite often it's the people who don't agree who won't say anything, which is why I'm kind of saying I really want to hear that. Anyway, I'm talking for ages. Again, I've got so much to do today. So I'm gonna go. But, yeah. I'd love to know what you think about, like, maybe seeing more of Cuddles. Because I love my boobs. And I quite like to show them off with people. Okay. All right. On that note, goodbye, lovelies. Yeah.